Hello, welcome back to my podcast. If you're new to this podcast and you don't know who I am, my name is Sarah Mukorongo, aka I am Music Criticism, and today I'll talk about Maryland by Earth Day. So sit back, relax, and enjoy this podcast. According to Erica Marie, she said that Earth Gang took to their Instagram page to share each track one by one. They featured each song as its own tarot card, complete with specially designed artwork to accompany the track, along with listing the producers and additional producers who contributed to the album. They also made sure to highlight each vocalist who lent their talents as well. From the statement where it said, its own tarot card complete, means that for each song there is a card-like feature, hence this clearly shows that Maryland by Earth Gang is unique in nature. The album Maryland by Earth Gang is unique in nature, so the song Swivel featured on Revenge of the Dreamers 3. It was released on July 5, 2019. According to Yo Phillips, he stated that just the way Wild Grace's voice sounds, it's like the spirit of Tupac probed in his tea one day. The texture is just so rough and it fits the words perfectly. I believe that while great is compared to Tupac, means that Earth Gang is considered to be one of the best rappers. Marvoet says mama had to work, papa had three jobs, as making reference to Olu's late father, as stated by Yo Phillips. This shows that the song Swivel is special because it was included in the album Revenge of the Dreamers 3, and is known to make history. While great is compared to Tupac, and it also shows Olu's personal life in the past, hence explaining why Maryland is unique in nature. Who inspired Earth Gang to come up with the album? According to Erica Marie, she said that Olu recently explained what they were trying to accomplish when figuring out the sound of Maryland, revealing that The Wiz was the inspiration. We thought about how if we're going to make a project sonically to rival The Wiz, we got to create another world for people to imagine and go to, he shared on Pitchfork. You know when Dorothy got swept away and she met the Munchkins? That was such a beautiful thing. You could see Quincy Jones on the piano just playing away. That's what Lala Challenge is about. Right now, that's the intro to the whole record. It's really colorful, it's really dangerous, it's really trippy, it's literally freaknik Atlanta in the summertime, folk riding in cars with big rims with paint on their faces. According to Wikipedia, The Wiz is a 1978 American musical adventure fantasy film produced by Universal Pictures and Motown Productions and released by Universal Pictures on October 24, 1978. A reimagining of L. Frank Baum's classic 1900 children's novel, The Wonderful Wizard of Oz, featuring an all-black cast, the film was loosely adapted from the 1974 Broadway musical of the same name. It follows the adventures of Dorothy, a shy 24-year-old Harlem school teacher who finds herself magically transported to the urban fantasy land of Oz, which resembles a dream version of New York City. The film was produced by Rob Cohen and directed by Sidney Lumet. The film stars Diana Ross, Michael Jackson, Nipsey Russell, Ted Ross, Mabel King, Teresa Merritt, Thelma Carpenter, Lena Horne, and Richard Pryor. This is why Maryland is considered to be eccentric and colorful, hence the reason why it is unique in nature. Characterization of Earth Gang also shows that the album Maryland is unique in nature. According to Hot New Hip Hop, it states that the unconventional Atlanta duo is known for their musical experimentation that often goes against the hip-hop grain, and they don't deviate from that reputation on this record. With Maryland, Earth Gang is in a space of their own. Moreover, Yo Phillip stated that Olu, aka Johnny Venus, and Margaret, aka Dr. Dot, are the kind of artists who naturally inspire starry-eyed belief. It's their uniqueness that grabs you. Earth Gang doesn't sound like anyone else. This quality is standard with artists from Atlanta, something of an alien gene. It's a quality that brought notoriety to Outkast and Young Thug, Gucci Mane, and CeeLo Green. Earth Gang has it, which is why Maryland is an album to be excited for. There's a possibility Olu and Wild Grade could be the next big act to emerge from a music hub that has brought us so many great artists. This shows that Maryland is unique in nature because Earth Gang doesn't sound like anyone else, and the music experimentation that often goes against the hip-hop grain. The album Maryland was released on September 6, 2019, and is their official full-length debut on Dreamville/Interscope. Their track list: number 1, La La Challenge; number 2, Up; number 3, Top Down; number 4, Bank; number 5, Proud of You featuring Young Thug; number 6, This Side; number 7, Swivel; number 8, Avenue; number 9, Tequila featuring T-Pain; number 10, Blue Moon; number 11, Tripping featuring Kalani; number 12, Stuck featuring Erin Wright; number 13, Fields featuring Malik; number 14, Wings. From the tracklist, La La Challenge shows how the album Maryland is unique. According to Yo Phillips, Earth Gang could easily be cartoon characters. Their voices are distinct, which adds to their hyper-rhyme scheme and abstract lyricism, hence explaining why Maryland is unique in nature. Moreover, from the track Up, there's a part where it says, "You don't know yourself when you're coming to some wealth, you're the type to let it change, yeah. All I'm saying, making money, don't let money make you." This probably reveals what Dreamville stands for, which I believe is authenticity, staying true to who you are. We can compare this to the song Love Yours by J. Cole, where he said being broke was better, hence money will not bring happiness. Although J. Cole and Earth Gang share the same views in terms of money, Maryland is unique because the song Up is like being at a funhouse, as stated by Yo Phillips. He also states that the songs are vibrant, bursting with color, and dancing with style. This is why the album Maryland is special. So, that's the end of my podcast, and I'll see you next time. Bye!